Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
That was the craziest opening ever because I accidentally hung up on myself. So I had to try to start, I had to try to call back. Oh my goodness, call back. So here we are live. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Rebecca Lynn Norrington. And honestly, why I accidentally hung up on myself is because we have a guest today, but for some reason she's not on the line. So let me try to get her online without hanging up on myself again. Let's see, how do I do that? Multitask. Okay, I'm going to try to contact my assistant and ask her to contact our guest. And if we can't, you know what? I have so much to talk about in that. And what I will talk about today are relationships. I'm going to text my assistant desk is not sure. Oh, desk is not called in. That's even better. Desk is not called in. Okay, anyway, while we're waiting for that, let me share with you what I'm going to talk about if our guest does not show up. We actually have a really good guest today, but if she doesn't, that's the way we roll. Reality, spirituality, it keeps it moving. Flow, no resisting. Everything is in order. Let me share with you what the show is about. Reality, spirituality is a show that talks about universal laws, source energy, our personal vibration, and why that is so important. Why is that our vibration so important to our everyday life, our everyday moments, our everyday circumstances? Everything is energy. And with that, energy vibrates, and energy has a certain frequency. And so whatever you're vibrating on, whatever you're feeling at the moment, whatever you are feeling, not whatever you're saying, however you feel, you are attracting like feeling. And so that's why it's so important to be conscious and be aware of your personal vibration. And I've spent decades working on that and also elevating, if you will, elevating or heightening my personal vibration, because the better I feel, the better I'm going to attract. And not only that, you know what, strike that. It's not the better I feel, the better I'm going to attract. The better I feel, the better whatever happens to me, whatever I do attract, whatever does come to me, I will be able to react to it, respond to it. It's like the Teflon in a frying pan. It'll just glide right off of me. Good, and I don't like to use labels, but good or bad things, good or bad circumstances, whatever is coming my way, I will be able to fly and flow and work right through it. And I'm talking about whatever. It's interesting because I've lived most of my life the opposite way. I've spent most of my life reacting to what has happened to me, reacting to what people have said to me, reacting to circumstances, environment. And I have to say that I didn't even realize it at the time. Number one, I didn't realize I could change it. But number two, I didn't realize that that's not normal. It's really not normal to respond in a way that changes my vibration. It's really not. Take the baby, for instance, the 6 month old, the 2 year old, the 3 year old. The house could be burning down. The baby could be out in the yard, and the house is burning down, and the baby is just la di da la di da, playing with their toys, looking at the grass, whatever. And that is our true nature, in my opinion. That is our true nature. To be like that baby, that two-year-old, that three-year-old, and things are happening all around. The baby doesn't care if the mother and father lost their job and they're homeless. It's interesting. They don't even care if they're homeless. So I'm spending most of my moments, all of my moments, desiring to get back to that place. Get back to that place where that baby is. And that's the challenge. That's the journey that I'm on. Relationships. This week, there's always a challenge. The universe just throws. The universe throws shit at me all the time. And this week was a concentration of relationships, concentration of things happening and circumstances unfolding. And it always had the same type of element in it, and that was a relationship, whether it was my supervisor, whether it was my mother, whether it was someone that I hadn't talked to in a few months. In the past, we've had up and down and up and down relationships, very confrontational, very my way or the highway. When I say confrontational, it's always an argument. Oh, my goodness. Have you had relationships where all you do is argue with the other person? I have. It actually started last week when I had the angel lady on. And I was sharing with her the challenges that I was having with my mother. Excuse me, I'm going to drink some water here. The challenges that I was having with my mother. Listen, mother, fathers, people that are close to me, there's always some issue. There's always some issue that I have to work out or work through. And as you imagine, come on, mothers, it's just, there's just a wealth of issues. There's a ton of it, never ending. And one of the things that the angel lady said was to place a chair right in front of me, sit in a chair and have a chair in front of me facing me, and to get out everything that I wanted to say to my mother from birth all the way up to now. Just get it all out. Let it all out. Vent. Or write a letter. Write a letter or vent. And I shared with you last week that that's what I was going to do. It felt good to me at the time. But as the universe would have it, that's not what I'm going to do. That's not going to be my plan. Why? It was revealed to me this week that anything that I want from someone else, love, respect, I want you to treat me like I'm special, acceptance, throw all of it in. Anything that I want guess what? It's my responsibility. I'm crying here. It's my responsibility to give it to myself. It's my responsibility to give myself respect, to give myself the love that I crave for someone else, to give myself the acceptance, to give myself the, you're worthy, you're valuable, yes, you're special. And I'm like, what? It's up to me. But she doesn't, and he doesn't fill in the blank. It's up to me. Everything that I need, and I mean everything I need, is for me to discover within. It's the same thing as Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. You have the power, you just never knew it. I have the power to create peace. I have the power to create a harmonious relationship. But the important part of this is I have the power. Nobody else has the power. Interesting. I have the power and no one else does. No one else can give me what I need and I crave. Only I can give that to myself. And let me share something with you. The Queen of England. Do you know that, of course you probably know this, do you know that when people meet her, they are required to curtsy and or bow? She's royalty. You know, I'm using all the labels, but she's royalty. And before you meet the queen, you are prepped to bow and or curtsy. And I want to say that I want to have that same feeling, that same conviction for myself. Now, if I have that same conviction that I am royalty and I am the universe and I am this powerful, how could what anybody else does or what anybody else says, how could that affect me? If I really feel and I really know that I am royalty and I am the creator. I am the universe. If I know that in my bones, that's the foundation of who I am, and I know that, how can anybody talk to me, say anything, do anything that is going to affect me? I mean, do you think that the universe is affected by... Okay, say, universe, you know what? I hate you. You're not there for me. I don't accept you anymore. I disown you. I don't need you. You think the universe is going to have a bad day? No, they're the universe. And my goal, my agenda, my intention is to get to that place. Not there yet, but to get to that place. And I want to invite you to come with me. I want you to invite you to come with me to get to that place. Now, since Reality Spirituality is on today and also tomorrow, and our guest has not shown up, our guest was supposed to be Marnie Spencer Devlin, and she has not called in, I'm going to save all of my tips and all of my relationship insights for tomorrow's show. What do you think? I don't think, listen, I've been on the air for almost 2 years, and I don't remember one time that a guest did not show up. But you know what? That's what happens. That's life. That's the exciting part of this life. We don't know what's going to be thrown at us. We don't know what we're going to experience. But what we do know and what we can hold on to and what we can stick with and feel and what we can take with us and become is this entity that it doesn't matter what happens. It just matters how we respond to what happens. And everybody's logging in the chat room and everybody's logging out of the chat room. I want to say that that's all the time we have for today's show. I want to thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. And if you'd like more information on the coaching programs I offer, please visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com and go to the private sessions tab. If you'd like to receive my free monthly newsletter, you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And go to Reality Spirituality on Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page and read my blog. I'm going to write an article about this. Read my blog at rlnblog.com. Until tomorrow, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are an extension of the universe. You are always evolving. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always growing, and you're always changing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and until tomorrow, I love you all. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. Good now.
Get real.
Good.